Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
And she's doing that?
Yes.
Oh, the, my God.
Is
there no decency anymore?
Listen.
Is there no decency anymore?
We're being hard on Jay Fitz.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not. I saw it with my own eyes.
Being hard on her. Let her be.
Thank you, Vlad.
Okay. Let me go.
That's why Listen. I played your song.
Jennifer right just here. Ate a taco, which, keep in mind, as long as we've been getting these tacos, I have been complaining about them being messy when you get all that stuff that she likes on it.
Right, she ruined
right?
it. Right? I didn't do it.
She's out there with a fork and knife eating the taco.
Okay, dude.
I was scooping up what fell off the taco, and I ate it like that. What do you want me to do?
You got to regather it in the tortilla that's left.
So and how am I going to regather it with
everybody
my fingers?
Knows that.
Yes.
Ew.
You didn't. No, no, no. You.
My hands are dirty from touching the computer and stuff like that.
Come on, dude.
Really?
No.
Really?
So how did you originally eat the taco?
I grabbed it. I ate it. Whatever fell.
So now this is so in the midst between you eating the taco and then not and then going with fork and knife, then all of a sudden you decide my hands are not cleanly enough to regather?
Because at some point.
To regather individual things that were on a taco, yes. Mm-hmm.
I don't like it.
Okay. I'm telling you.
You're breaking like, taco rules. You,
yeah.
You've already besmirched
you know what?
The taco.
I didn't you order know, the you
know,
taco.
You know how you avoid that situation? Open up wider, okay? Yep. Get
okay.
more taco
and
in
what
your
about
mouth.
The things that are all over the floor when you're eating, huh?
That. I don't
exactly.
Got
go over there. I saw tomatoes, onions, and steak on the floor.
Well, yeah, that's because
uh-huh.
I think
open your mouth wider when you're eating. How about
hey,
that?
Yo.
Tread lightly. She's still mad at the bouncer.
Yeah, I know. She's
mad at Mike McDaniel, the bouncer, and you.
You want to hear some more Mike McDaniel?
No.
Too bad.
The messy taco describes the Dolphins' defense this season.
That's not a bad. That's, you know what? That's a good one.
That's a point. This was Mike McDaniel on Stephen Ross. What he and Stephen Ross talked about after the loss. Here's what he had to say.
What conversations have you had with Stephen Ross, and how would you describe the tone of those conversations since yesterday's game?
Since yesterday's game, we talked about the game after the game, and then talked about the preparation week for Buffalo. So kind of in step with what I talked to the team about as well. So his, like everyone else, we thought we could have won the game, and we didn't. And then we talked about the short week in Buffalo.
Why don't you just say we talked about the game? That's it. Why we had to go through all
that? You want me
to
tell you why, Vlad? Because that's not Mike McDaniel's way.
That's not Mike McDaniel's way. It's not Mike McDaniel's way, dude.
Nope.
It's not. If that was Mike McDaniel's way, we'd have known. But
that's not Mike McDaniel's way.
You know, the old don't like long talkers except for themselves. So when he was interviewing,
that's true.
When he was interviewing Mike McDaniel for the job, did at any time did Stephen Ross maybe take a nap during an answer or something like that? And it was like, oh, whoa, whoa.
We don't know that Mike McDaniel's not a good listener, so maybe he listened to the old talk for a while.
Can I just tell you? Mm-hmm. Somebody paying you $4 or $5 million a year, $6 million, whatever you're making, you're a good listener.
Oh, you're going to be a great listener.
Great listener. Because you ain't made that money yet.
You think
if Ross listened to Mike McDaniel.
You think he showed him the grass farm when they first met? I don't think he wants to fire him. I think he's like upset.
He doesn't. I respect a guy that has patience because you know how I feel about that. However, it's going to get to a point where you're going to, but here's the problem. The problem is, you think Stephen Ross knows that if I'm firing anybody, got to be Chris Greer first?
Well, no, I don't think Chris Greer's getting fired, dude.
But that's my point.
I think Tobin's right about this, Leroy. This guy knows things. Like, he knows things. I've been watching this thing on Mafia's Greatest Hits, like a list of some of the greatest known mobsters. And, yeah, you know how some of them survive? Or don't, well, actually, they don't survive. They know where the bodies are laid.
Yep.
He knows.
I've heard that too. Like, I know Omar's saying that too. Like, he knows where the bodies are buried and things like that. I don't even think it's that. Like, I don't think, my instinct is not that Chris Greer knows something.
Chris Greer is the closest to him.
People seem to think that Chris Greer is compromising pictures. Chris Greer has all the dirt. My mindset is not that with Chris Greer. It is because Chris Greer has been here for 20 years. He's a nice guy. Everybody seems to see he's a very pleasant guy to work with. I don't think Stephen Ross at this age wants to start from scratch. He never really starts from scratch. He always does halves in, halves out when it comes to firings. And the guy survived here for 20 years. I think that when this all comes to a head, Mike McDaniel's going to be the fall guy and Chris Greer is still going to be here.
No.
I'm telling you.
Because here's why. As much as I've said things about Mike McDaniel, right? I've said more things about Chris Greer and how he's kind of put this thing together with all these injured players.
Understood. I'm not saying he doesn't deserve to get fired. I agree with you. I just don't think he will.
But if it gets to that point where you think some moves have to be made, like the guy who picked the players has to go first.
I know.
When you're an owner and you see, man, I'm paying a lot of money for some banged up players and what the hell's going on with this tight end? I'm just speaking, you know, like I'm, you know, Stephen Ross. And who's this tight end that we couldn't keep the other tight end for that we liked? And we got a new tight end who you said was better, and now he's not playing, and now you're got questions. Who, like, yeah, all these decisions. Why we sign a guy off Achilles, and guess what? He's hurt.
Yeah, but the whole thing is, if I'm Chris Greer, right, don't forget, this guy was kind of in the whole fold when they tried to get in the Sean Payton, Tom Brady thing before they got busted Tampa. Now, I don't know how much power he would have had with Sean Payton here. It's hard to say what that would have been.
That's the problem.
It's hard to say what that would have been. Mm-hmm. But either way, their whole plan B, once that all blew up, was, all right, I guess we got to make good on this Tua thing. So I feel like if you're Chris Greer, you can always go back to Steve Ross and be like, listen, we tried to make this Tua thing work. You and me, Stevie, hey, let's sit down. You know, let's go have some Panera bread. Right? And so he's sitting with Stephen Ross because the old love Panera bread. They love a bread.
I was about to ask you why Panera bread.
I was ready to hear that.
The old love of Panera
they
bread.
They do. No, that Panera bread and soup?
You're not that old yet. You're not in the Panera bread bracket.
Let me tell you something. If you ever, ever see me eating a grilled cheese with a tomato soup,
right?
You heard it here first. You can end it.
Cool. Oh, I'm telling you something.
Damn,
right now.
Really? You don't even eat that at home or something?
No, I don't eat that.
No,
I don't like tomato.
It's possible Stephen Ross has a Panera bread in his mansion. Like, that's how much the old love Panera bread. And I'm
telling you the difference between between wealthy and rich.
Yeah.
Who's the wide receiver? All he got is a Taco Bell.
Oh, that's his,
he got a Taco Bell.
I'm telling you.
Stephen Ross got it.
So I think that I think Chris Greer, Stephen Ross, they pull up to Ross's Panera bread in his mansion. You know, they have the sourdough bread bowl there. He has tomato. One has broccoli cheese. And he goes, look, Stevie, we tried to make this work, baby. You know, we thought we were going to get Sean Payton, Tom Brady. We got busted because of that snitch Brian Flores. And now, you know, we tried to make the Tua thing work. It was fun for a little bit while it lasted. You know, let's go back to the drawing board, baby. You know, we'll go get ourselves Carson Beck.
He goes, yeah, and this next decision might hurt a little bit, but like, you can't – listen, here's the problem, okay?
You think he calls him Stevie?
No.
No.
Here's the problem. It's Mr. Ross. Here's the problem, and I think everybody needs to understand this. I've seen over the last couple of weeks all of the suggestions that you had as coach. And the problem is, if you get a new coach, it's going to be a first-time coach. Because –
it's always a first-time coach.
Here's why. Because what GM, unless you fire the GM, is going to let one of these veteran coaches come in, make demands, and get all the power?
Mm-hmm.
So why would the GM sign
that
guy?
Can I ask you a question? Because I've been thinking about this, right? Because you always, you know, we always talk about, like, hey, you got to know who the replacement is. I genuinely am asking the question. who do Dolphin fans want to be the replacement?
Because, they just throw out names.
Because all I get is, this is legitimately, because
John Gruden.
John Gruden, which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And then the second dumbest thing is Bill Belichick. So I really genuinely want to know, like, who do the Dolphins want them to go get?
Right. Because nobody has an answer.
Who's the, like, is it
so,
Tomlin? They're going to go back to, like, if Tomlin is, if this Pittsburgh thing blows up, that would be fun. Like, I would like that.
But Tomlin is like Flores.
Well, hold on now.
Just more accomplished, so he's probably going to get.
But he's probably not going anywhere. He's probably going to be in Pittsburgh. So yeah, I'm genuinely asking. I'm just genuinely asking, like, who do the Dolphin fans want that's established? Because it's probably going to be a first-time head coach.
It's the only established head coach if they let go, because he hasn't won with this particular player as of yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I think there's just a little smoke, but I don't know if there's any rumbling. Maybe John Harbaugh.
That's possible. That the Ravens, there's a little Harbaugh, like if they just like, hey,
yeah,
like, we get to the end of this, John's been great.
Why would they get rid of John Harbaugh?
I don't know.
Because they haven't won a Super Bowl since Ray Lewis.
Keeps blowing double-digit leads.
Can I ask a question? Why do we pick and choose who gets the won the Super Bowl pass and who doesn't? Because you just said, and I've mentioned guys who've won the Super Bowl or said, and I've said, That was a long time ago, and we say that with Aaron Rodgers. You say he get Super Bowl protection, right?
Ring protection, yeah.
Ring protection.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, John Harbaugh won a Super Bowl.
But using – so Vlad's going to be little Leroy Horde right now and say, you've had great teams. You've had number one seeds.
Right.
You've had the two-time MVP.
I'm merely asking, how do you determine who gets ring protection and who doesn't?
It's,
I don't. To me, like, look, if you get through and have to recycle players, once that whole setup is gone, okay, and you got to start over, and then you've rebuilt the team as an organization with a team that you think should be competing, and you're not there, you got to evaluate that again.
But
I'm not saying you got to keep the same guy,
but even like,
because he won a Super Bowl.
Even like, look what we're talking about. We're talking about, okay, if these guys, if they get fired.
Okay, but my,
if, like,
I ask you this all the time.
And I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Like, I don't know who the guy is that the Dolphins are going to lure here that's going to be the savior. You know?
Think about this.
Like,
I
this
say
guy's
the
saying,
same thing.
He wants Andy, like, Andy Reid's not going anywhere.
I say the same thing about who? At quarterback. Okay? Like, you do realize that if you get rid of Tua and you say you're going to bring somebody else in, that guy's not going to be as good as Tua.
I think there's more quarterbacks right now than coaches as far as, like, the guys. Not saying that there can't be other good coaches. I'm saying established.
Right.
Like, you'll have other places. Like, there'll be a Russell Wilson flying around for a year. We can go down. We could spin the block with that for a year.
See, but that's – you still
– I get it. I'm just saying –
You're still winging it. Like, just – I mean, you had to play Dallas to throw for 400.
Like, who's
like
the guy –
the week before, they were like, Jackson Dart to be in here by the break.
Who's the GM?
Right?
Who's the GM we're bringing? Who's replacing Chris Greer? Who, Lewis Riddick? That's what I hear. Lewis Riddick on TV?
I'll be down with that.
Because he's great on TV.
And he's –
Didn't go great for Mayock.
No, he did it before, though.
But Riddick
Mayock had not done it.
Yeah, Riddick.
He was in the front office before.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not
what
like
was his gig?
He was the guy?
Hold on, let me look.
I don't think he was the guy.
He was player personnel guy, I think. It goes GM, player personnel.
And I'll take the guy that's been going every week in and week out, going to college football games and announcing those college football games.
No, he knows the players.
It's a wine and cheese job.
No.
That's a Panera.
Just because a guy been doing games don't mean he's looking at it like that. You know what I'm saying?
If you're I like the guy who's playing personnel and continuing calling these young the games.
Again, so
and the NFL
I make you play a personnel. You got to bring a guy in, right? You keep in mind, now you're going to bring a guy in that's either young or doesn't want all the power, eliminating all the guys that everybody's talking about.
Right.
You understand that.
Hey, I'm not saying that the Dolphins should stick with these guys because there's no replacements. I'm just saying I don't know who the guys are that Dolphin fans want. But the Gruden idea, stupid. I put firmly on that. That's a dumb idea.
So Riddick was hired.
The director of pro personnel.
Yeah.
That's what I just said.
Pro scout for the Reds, for the Commanders, and he was hired as pro scout for the Eagles. Then, yeah, he went to director of player personnel. He's had – since he stopped being play personnel, he's had four interviews for a general manager
right.
vacancy: Steelers, Jets, Texans, and Lions.
All right. I don't know, though.
What don't you know?
I don't know if he can do it.
Who can do it?
Lewis Riddick.
What do you mean?
Fix the Dolphins.
Listen, the first thing that is going to have to...
He's been talking to Greeny every morning.
You got to have, you have to have, and this is no lie. You think you've been asked to be patient with this process.
Mm-hmm.
If they start over, like, yeah, you going if whoever has to start it over in the next 2 years are going to have about 20 draft picks.
Yep.
Because you're going to have to do it that way.
What about Rex Ryan?
Oh. Take a break. Back after this.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.